America could not have a more unlikely partner in the war against ISIS. Now, U.S. officials, they would not call him a partner. They might instead call him the enemy of their enemy. He is General Qasem Soleimani, commander of the Quds Force of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. He looks like George Clooney, and he leads a shadowy unit that has a lot of American blood on its hands. He has just made some telling comments about ISIS. The Iranian Fars news agency, they quote Soleimani as saying this week at a speech in his home province, quote, given the heavy failures that the ISIL and other terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria have sustained, we are sure that these groups are nearing the end of their life. And Soleimani, he would be in a position to know. Security officials and analysts say Soleimani and the Quds Force have given crucial support to Iraqi forces battling ISIS. Soleimani, according to analysts, has slipped in and out of Iraq since the war against ISIS began, with his forces fighting alongside the Iraqis, training them, giving them intelligence. Back in September, a photo posted on Twitter by a group called Digital Resistance, you can see it there, that was described to be of Soleimani on the ground near the Iraqi town of Amirli at the same time that his forces were helping Shia militias break an ISIS siege of that town. CNN cannot independently verify the authenticity of that photo. It sure does look like Soleimani, though. Soleimani is no friend of America's, however. U.S. officials believe during the Iraq war, his unit provided Iraqi insurgents with a lethal weapon against American troops, advanced explosive devices that could penetrate the armor on American vehicles. A lot of U.S. soldiers died from those devices. Wolf, he is no friend to America, but right now, he's a pretty dire enemy of ISIS.